Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Jewelry turning into fire. Hazrat Asma radiallahu anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, any woman who wears a gold necklace around her neck shall be made to wear a similar necklace of fire around her neck on the day of Qiyamah. And any woman who puts a gold earring in her ear shall have a similar ring of fire put in her ear on the day of Qiyamah. Note, this hadith sharif is for those women who do not pay zakat on their jewelry. Asma radiallahu anha says, I visited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with my aunt, and both of us were wearing gold bracelets on our hands. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, do you pay zakat on your bracelets? And when we replied, no, he said, aren't you afraid of having bracelets of fire put on you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? Do pay zakat on them. The hadith sharif clearly states that women shall be made to wear fire on the day of Qiyamah if they have not paid zakat on their jewelry. Muslim women should be very careful about paying zakat, otherwise their jewelry will become the blazing flames of the fire of Jahannam and punish their bodies on the day of Qiyamah. Asma radiallahu anha did not pay zakat on the bracelets because perhaps at that time she did not know that the zakat had to be paid. She did not know that she had to pay zakat on them. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says that once when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to my house, I was wearing two thin bracelets of silver on my hand. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, what is this, Aisha? I said, I am wearing these two bracelets to make myself beautiful for you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, do you pay zakat on them? I said, no. He said, this is enough to take you to the fire of Jahannam. A woman came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with her daughter who wore two heavy gold bangles on her hands. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her, do you pay zakat on them? She replied, no. He then said, will you be glad to have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put two bangles of fire on your hands on the day of Qiyamah? Hearing this, she placed the bangles in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, I give these away for the sake of Allah and His Rasul. It was an excellent habit of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, men and women, that after hearing a command given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they accepted it and rushed to carry it out without waiting or delaying. According to these ahadith, the same rule applies both to gold and silver jewelry. Those who do not pay zakat on either kind are warned with the fire of Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah. It makes no difference if one hadith mentions only gold and another only silver. Allah Ta'ala give us a fix. One more.